Sorry, those of you who are listening online, you missed the introduction. Okay, so this is really funny because you're going to sit there and go, seriously? So what I did was, for the music people, who are the music people back there? So I went online and I found the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, about the top 17 songs of 2019. These are the songs so far to this day in 2019 that have the most downloads and the most plays. So they're played on the radio, whether it's a hit on iTunes, whether it's a hit on, what's the thing that everybody uses now?
Spotify.
They total them all up. What do you think is the number one song, and who do you think has the most hits so far in 2019?
Sunflower? But
no.
Not Sunflower. Sunflower didn't even make the top 18.
Really?
Despacito did not make the top 18. I will tell you, it's an Ed Sheeran and Beyonce song. Perfect. Perfect is number one.
No, 2018.
Remember, just because it's not your taste doesn't mean it isn't other people's taste, right? Number two, I'll tell you, it's Drake. What's his song? What do you think made it number two? He's got three in the top 18. God's Plan.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I've not heard the song.
No, it's
then at the bottom, I have pictures of the top 12 bands in 2018. So, Bruno Mars, Eminem, Post Malone, XXXTentacion, I don't know, Triple X. Camilo Cabello, Maroon 5, BTS, Taylor Swift. These are the ones. These are the ones that. Now, again, you have to go. Well, I would never listen to that. It's really irrelevant what you listen to. This is the number of hits online. So whether you listen to it or not, millions of other people do. So that's why they've chosen it as number one. Now, what you're going to do as you go through the back is. There's a bunch of things that you need to talk about as a group that ask, well, is it sin or is it not sin? Is it a gray area? Is it not a gray area? And then you're going to go through with the songs and the bands and say, sin or not sin? Gray yes or gray no? What would be one of the simple factors that you would have to say it's definitely sin? If it's a song that includes what?
Swearing.
Why swearing?
Using God's name in vain.
Using God's name in vain might be a big one. But why swearing? Is there a verse in the Bible that says, thou shalt not swear? There are verses that talk about foul language or having appropriate language. And you would say, well, I'm not saying it. I'm just listening to it. Okay? So you have to go through and decide. Okay, now, if you've never heard of Cardi B, I actually thought that was a guy for the longest time. But judging by that picture of her, that's not a guy. Cardi B, you would have to say, on the whole, Cardi B music, is it sin music? Is it music I shouldn't be listening to as a Christian? Is it not sin? Is it gray area? And you'll say, well, some songs are okay and some songs aren't. Okay, well, that's what you have to analyze. It's like, at what point does a band who does a lot of songs, at what point does it become something you shouldn't be supporting and listening to as a Christian, and at what point do you still listen? Okay, so there's a lot of questions on the back that you really gotta think through. And at the back, I put a possible biblical and thoughtful response to music. Maybe those questions will help you determine whether it's sin or not sin. So don't hand them to them yet, because I don't want them looking at them. If you are the social media online group, where's that, this group over here? So on the top, based on the statistics in 2018, these are the top apps used by teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18. So Snapchat is number one. Instagram took a dive for a little while there in the spring of 2015, but it's back up in the fall. I love Twitter. Twitter was way up here in 2012, but Twitter has pretty much died off. So that's there. At the bottom, it says teens overwhelmingly choose Snapchat, which as their number one main social media site, followed by Instagram and Facebook. So on the front and the back are just some stats to show you what's going on in the world. And then again, you have questions at the bottom. You have to work through. Okay, well, is Snapchat sin? Well, in and of itself, an app is not sin or not sin. An app is neutral. How you use that app determines whether it's sin or not sin. But what about those people that are your friends or your, what do you call them in Snapchat, your buddies?
Friends.
Are they friends in Snapchat? I'm like, are they your snappers? I got 40 snappers in my Snapchat account. What if those snappers, I'm just going to call them snappers because I like that term. I'm going to start something new.
I like it.
I'm going to start a new term. What if your snappers that are Snapchatting to you aren't Snapchatting appropriately Christian stuff to you? Like they're LMAOFFFF all the time to you, and they're but using the real words, or they're gossiping about people, or they're posting pictures, and you're like, oh, that's really funny. Oh, I probably shouldn't be laughing at that because that is kind of a sinful picture you just posted, or it's a picture that's taken me to a sinful place. So how do you determine whether an app or not using an app becomes sin or not sin in your life? So you've got a tough conversation going there. And then the last one on the video game. So who can tell me what they think the top video game in 2018 was?
Fortnite. Mario.
It was Fortnite. Yeah. Number two, though, surprised me. Minecraft.
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember that when they're choosing the top games, they're talking about all age groups. And I know little kids love Minecraft. So they could have, millions of people that under the age of 13 could have downloaded Minecraft. And you're like, oh, that's so. That came out in 2009. And it's still number two in the world for downloads and plays. Okay? Number three was, Grand Theft Auto 5. Then League of Legends. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. I know, exactly. Like, Overwatch, Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Anyway, they're there with a little picture. So again, what you have to go through as video game and people who play video games, because most games now have a headset online component where you have other people you're playing with. And it's interesting that quite often when you're playing, you might keep the language appropriate and the conversation appropriate, but the people that you're playing with may not. So at what point, again, does that become sin? You say, well, the game is rated T, which I found out meant, no, M, and I found out, what does M mean?
Mature.
No, what does the rating say?
17 plus.
So if you're under the age of 17, half of these games have an M rating, which means you shouldn't be playing them anyway, because they're not rated for you. However, parents can choose to let you or not let you, and you can do what you want, right? So at what point, again, does the game you're playing or the use of the game, or the amount of time you're gaming, start to affect your Christian life and your walk as a Christian? And then where do you draw the line? At what point do you say, this is sin, I need to turn it off, or this is just a gray area and it's moved from yes, I can do it, to no, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm addicted to it, or I'm spending too much time with it, or the people I'm playing with aren't actually helping me become better or more like Christ? Okay? That's the big question in the end of this. Is the time I'm spending on these things bringing me closer to Christ or further away? And you'll say, well, I can't sit all day and just read my Bible all day. Well, actually, you could. But I get it. You're young. Reading your Bible for 4 hours a day is not something that's punishment. Okay? I get that. But there isn't just the Bible you could be reading. There are lots of other ways to fill your mind that don't involve just reading a book from cover to cover. So you have to think about that as you process through this. Okay? Now, if you're with us tonight for the first time, or you have been here for a bit, but you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, then what we're talking about doesn't really apply to you in the sense that it's something you should or shouldn't do. You can make those decisions yourself. However, the decisions that Jesus encourages us to make, he encourages us to live that way because it's the best way to live. He's created us a certain way to live a certain way. And once we receive that and we go, God created me, Jesus died for me, then living the way Jesus and God want me to is going to be the best, most successful way to live my life. It's not going to look like what the world has said. It's going to look like what God said, and that's going to be quite different. So even though some of these things might be very popular or they might be really cool, the question comes down to, if it's not sin, and we say it's gray area, is it something that's bringing me closer to Christ, helping me be a positive example, sharing the gospel, or is it something that I need to stay away from because it's pulling me down? So you have to make those decisions. I want the discussion to be about those questions on the back. You have 20 minutes, so you don't have to report out at what you decided, although it would be great if you shared some of the things you learned. Okay? All right, you got 20 minutes on the clock.
Who still uses
the first one?
Where?
It died.
Oh, you can't go
top left.
Right there.
That was a pretty little.
I love
it. I used it on different Facebook. Yeah, Facebook.
I need art and
yeah.
Wait, do we go through this all together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of
what
they're
saying. You do the back
first. Oh,
the back first.
Then you back first.
I'm
sorry.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, you guys have your journals, right?
Why are we taking a break?
Sure.
Yeah.
So
we
for a solid year.
That's the way I was
so
weird.
At least it's steady. Like Pinterest has always been steady.
Yeah.
It's not really social media, it's more like a
vision
board.
So answer the back.
But yeah, do you guys notice, like, in your, not necessarily you, but, like, in your grades, do you notice that, like, people would prefer just being on their phones rather than, like, having conversations with each other? Yeah. Or is that something you noticed?
You know, I saw this thing that it kind of looked a little weird. Okay. It was on someone's story, but they were all out with their friends, and you know the girl was like supposed to be right? And everyone
it's me,
in the
girl.
No, it actually wasn't you, but like everyone in the story was on their phone, and they're all sitting there side by side together. Like, and I was just like, yo,
I've been in
the
hospital.
I've seen it, like they're all on their phones.
They'll be on their phone taking pictures.
I've been that person who's like in the group using their phone while they're together, but I've also been the person who snapshots the whole group. The thing that triggers me the most is when your parents are like, oh yeah, no cell phones at the table, and then they'll pull out their cell phone.
Ryan, hypocrite!
For us, we have the rule no cell phones at the table, but if we have to show them a picture or that, then it's okay.
Facebook.
We have spending more than an hour a day online.
Oh yeah, I
more than an hour.
Yeah, 100%. I could easily be on my phone for 5 hours and be like, oh, so it's 9 p.m. now. Not even like when you don't have homework and you're just switching between Snapchat and Instagram.
Right,
there's nothing new, so you go to Facebook because like you're that.
And then somebody sends you a Snap, and then you go to Snapchat,
and then it's just a cycle, and then you run out of things to check. So like, I guess I'm just gonna go to like I don't know Visco or something. Watch Netflix shows.
Actually,
don't spend time on it.
My sister's not paying the bill, so I can't. Do let everyone in my family, man. We got other people's accounts.
That's what our family does. Do. Steal someone's first live in their
account.
And if you have something to show to people, you just create a spam account and you spam everything.
Yeah.
What happens online stays online. Do your parents know like what goes down online?
Oh, they don't know.
No, not
like the phone.
They get it from Facebook. They get it.
They just get it. Like when your parents talk trash about people.
Oh yeah, and then somebody in the family, like the kids, talks about other people. They're like, hey, that's bad. That not me. Don't do that.
My dad doesn't even know what Facebook is.
Oh, that's cool.
My mom doesn't even know what Facebook is. And she made me write the response about it. So she can sound like rich because I speak English, but she can't speak English.
I think it's so funny when parents get into like trauma online because it's like now you get it.
Especially when they watch movies, TV shows.
I think we're talking about Filipinos.
Social media
beef, I think for me, was when I first got onto social media. Like, when I had, like, my iPod Touch. It was like Kick and the early days of Snapchat and early days of Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
all Kick. The beef went down on Kick. Like, y'all, and AskFM.
AskFM!
Actually, yeah. Like, do you guys know what AskFM is?
No,
so AskFM, it was a huge thing when we were in grade 8 and when we were in grade 9. It's basically a thing where you could ask questions anonymously to people who had accounts. Like, and it'd be questions like, oh, rate this person. Or like, what do you think of this person? So people got expelled from my school because things went down there. So then that was like a huge thing for us in grade 8 and grade 9. Like, you wouldn't necessarily participate, but you would know what was happening. Like, you'd read and you'd catch up on what was going on.
It was just the fact that everything was like anonymous. So like, you couldn't tell who was like posting who.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Like, the person answering you knew, but then you wouldn't know who would ask for that opinion.
Oh, damn.
So it was like Snapchat, but like crazy.
We're going to say, obviously, you spend more than
Did we say spending more than an hour online today? Is that a sin, not a sin, gray area?
I'd say that's a gray no.
Gray no? Spending more than 2 hours online a day. Sin, not a sin. Gray area, yes. Gray area, no.
I'd still say
gray no.
If it was 4 hours,
I think it's great. Yes. Just because you could be doing something more productive in your time. Where it's not like Zen, but if you're devoting that much time to something, is it really like...
Okay, for all this, just are we only talking social media online usage, or are we talking any usage?
What do you mean? If it's for like homework, or like Google Calendar, something like that.
If it's like two hours like together, or if it's like split.
If you're doing five,
like if you're like 10 minutes here, 20 there, or something like that.
Yeah. Just to me. if you're constantly
like you're just like pulling it out. Gray area something. Using Snapchat.
Well, what are you using it for?
Gray area. I think for all these things, it depends.
What do you think of the robot time? Is it?
And then, for posting a picture on Instagram, what type of picture?
Youth ministry.
Some aren't, because like if you're posting church events,
it doesn't play.
If you're promoting a church event, how can that be a sign?
Is it, okay, thoughts, just general thoughts. Is it unholy to post a sneak of each pic? You know, like a nice little...
Is it the scene? Or is it
like a swimsuit? Do you think that's unholy? Just general thoughts.
It's a no for me. That's also like the modesty aspect.
If the intention is to show your body, if it's just like maybe a nice scene, I'm just like in the corner.
I think, I don't know. Well, it depends on what you're doing in the picture.
Okay, fair.
Sorry, why
are you posting this?
What else would you
do? I mean, like, it's your action.
Like, what's the intent behind it?
I feel like all of these, we can take all of these options with a grain of salt and go.
What's the
purpose
of it? Like transformation pictures. Like, I used to be this, but now I'm that. I think, like, if it's like a health transformation, where it's like, progress pics, then I think it's like, good for you. Like, yes, you get that, sis. Or bro.
There have been some people just put, like, random things.
This is a godly scripture.
It's scarily and wonderfully made.
No, I'm just thinking because, like, our job or our duty or our purpose is to bring glory to God.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're posting a picture that doesn't necessarily bring glory to God, but instead bring glory to you, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Not, you know. I guess a lot of it's just, you know, focus the attention on yourself.
And one friend at school, and my mother can't even receive my texts because our phones don't work.
25 times!
Wait,
are we counting messages?
I text like more than 100.
Like messages.
Yeah, messages. Like, hi, hello, what's up, man?
Again, it matters on
like, if you're just swearing and putting all the doors there, it's about the intention.
But then when someone gets tired, they just start calling each other.
I know, like, for me, when I first started social media, I was like, I don't swear. I still don't. But then, like, you see them in person, and you're like, yo, what's up? But I was like, if it's on text, then it's, like, it's out there. Like, we can see it forever. And I was like, no.
I'm thinking gray.
It's not like gray.
I'm so
gray.
2 hours. That's the reason why I'm
All right, let's bring it back here. So, this discussion kind of becomes very challenging because there's so many nuances to the topic that we've chosen, right? Like, there's certain things that you can, and that's what we're trying to get at. What would be the no-goes as a Christian? What would be the, it's okay, but it's not great? And what would be the, don't go touch it, don't go near it, right? And so that's why we have to wrestle through these issues, because, again, I could tell you, you're not going to like my answers. But I've had 55 years to get to this point where I've developed my answers, and I've gone through it, and I've worked through it. Now, some people will listen, and they'll go, okay, well, I want to avoid those same mistakes. I'll do those things, because they're not that difficult. Or other people say, no, I'm going to do it. And you make a mistake, you learn from those mistakes, you grow. That's how we all get through life. So let's start with social media, social life. I'm looking for the answer to the question of what should a Christian's online rule be? Anything they do online. What, you didn't get to that question? You're all looking at me like... And that's your rule.
That's
it, yeah. So, how does that work in real life?
Like, you shouldn't, I guess, be seeking to attract attention to yourself.
Okay. Way, that's a very interesting opening can of worms there. If you didn't hear it at the back, it's she said, you shouldn't be attracting your people to yourself.
Seeking
to attract people to yourself. Who should you be seeking to attract people to?
Jesus.
Jesus. Right? And so that makes a huge world of difference about everything that you post. Is it pointing people to Jesus? Or is it just fluff that doesn't need to be said? Or is it distracting people from Jesus or pointing them towards you? That's a good one. I like that one. Any others you came up with? You need more time. Wow, that was a good start of a discussion. Is that what you're saying? Okay, so now I'll get down to nitty-gritties. Using Snapchat, sin, not sin, gray area, yes, gray area, no.
Gray area, no, I think was a general consensus.
Really?
It was more of a, depends on what you're sending, what you're saying.
Okay.
Most of
so it had nothing to do with how much time you spend on it or anything. It was more of what you send and how you send.
All of it was more like content. What are you sending? Who are you sending it to? And what reason are you sending?
Okay, how many of you have Snapchat accounts? And yet you just said gray area, no. Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
I also said content. I think the question was like, does this glorify God?
Yeah.
Does this
okay, so you think using the Snapchat's not sin, but we're going to go gray area, no, if the content's not good. Who polices the content? Jesus! Yes, okay. Besides the big guy upstairs, okay, something to think about. You might think it's not good or it's okay content. Somebody else might look at it and go, that's bad content, right? So that's called the filter, right? Okay, texting more than 25 times a day. Texting more than 25 times a day. Sin or not a sin? Michaela? Sin or not a sin? What did you say?
Gray area, no.
So it's like, it's only sin if it's not always to your mommy. 25 times to your mom, drive her crazy. Okay, so what made this hard for you? The whole thing. What makes it hard to determine social media sin or not a sin?
It was the content.
The content.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why you're posting something.
The content. Music. I want to know the answer to What would make music sinful? At the back, what would make music sinful? Apparently nothing. Well, let's hear. What is it? Come on, Michaela, cheer him on. Good, thank you. Come on, you can do it. What? Gang talk? Okay, so are you like the same issues they have? It's the content? So what content would definitely be on the sin category, or is it all gray area?
Swearing.
Swearing? Language? How many times does a song have to swear before you would turn it off?
One.
Really, one?
Till the end of the song.
At the end of the song, I turn it off. Yeah. Okay, so language issues. What other content would be a no-go?
Sexual
content?
Antichrist.
Antichrist, as in not in like antichrist, but anything that goes against biblical values. Okay, I don't know if you know this, then that probably just reduced the choices you have by at least 50% just with those three criteria, right?
Yeah.
If you start taking out anything that goes against biblical values, anything that has sexuality, anything that has language, you're probably limiting yourself to what's out there. Not all music has those things. So I didn't put down, but I do want the answer to this one. Does it matter if the artist's behavior is poor? So if you like the song, you don't care that the artist is a pornographer or is a, like, who's that one that just got caught that told everybody that he was sexually abusing children or whatever?
Which one?
Yeah, there is a lot of them. So does it matter? Like, for instance, girls, hey, pay attention because this is you right here. Not you personally. But. What determines when you say, you know what, that person is not a good person, and even if there's songs that I like that I could find with no sex, no drugs, no language, at what point do you say, I'm not supporting that artist? Because every time you buy his music or illegally download it, you are supporting that artist. You are saying, I'm on that playlist of how many that moves them up or down the rankings because you listen to it. So when do you make that decision? At what point does a person and their reputation stop you from saying, I don't want to support that musician anymore? Anybody got a thought? Even if they're not in the back room? What point? When they get put in jail, so they have to be actually tried, convicted, and in jail? Now here's why I'm asking the question and why I put it on your sheet. Because you have to decide this for yourself. At what point are you just not going to be part of what the world produces? It's easy to support what the world produces. We all do it. I do it too. Whether it's a TV show, whether it's a musical, whether it's a song, whether it's an artist, whatever it is, at what point do we stop downloading, Facebooking, YouTubing, whatever we're using to illegally download it, or stop Spotifying it, or stop watching it, stop buying it? At what point, as a Christian, do we have to draw the line? Something to think about. Okay? Because, sure, we can find a song that somebody sings that's great. Everybody usually gets at least one out, right? But at what point do, when you walk down the hall and somebody says, hey, what are you listening? And you say, I'm listening to Halsey. Are they going to look at you and say, wow, you must be a great Christian. You must be somebody who loves God because you listen to Halsey. Or are they going to be looking at you going, wow, that's so cool. You listen to them too? Yeah. And then your reputation as a Christian or your stance on issue. I don't know Halsey, so I have no idea what her music is. I'm just using a name. Okay, so, but at what point when you say, yeah, I listen to that, are people going, wow, you're a Jesus follower and you listen to that music. That's interesting because they listen to it and they may not listen to that one song you do that's got no swearing. They may listen to the other songs that are full of language and sexuality, but you're now identified with that whole product rather than just one part. That's about your reputation, your integrity, and your Christ example. So those are things to think about with music. Video games, I'm not sure. Do I dare ask? Or I'm just kidding. So what would you say that makes a game sin? I know I heard a few things. Brandon?
Wait, what?
Violence.
What makes a game?
You can tell this is the video game group. They've been off task, distracted, having trouble focusing.
It wasn't using guns.
They've been playing their own shooting games by shooting things at each other. It's like, we don't have anything to play, so I'm just going to throw things at the people at the table. Okay, sorry. What makes a video game sin?
Using God's name in vain or inappropriate pictures.
Okay. Anything else? The word? The war?
Gore.
Gore.
The war.
War.
So anything that's gory?
Yeah.
I heard somebody over say, I don't play violent games. Okay, but is that a sin thing? Like, I don't play them because the Bible's clear I shouldn't? Or is that just, I don't play them because it's not good for me? It's very interesting. Somebody wrote an article. If I could ever find it again, it would be fantastic because it said, if video game developers were alive in biblical times, what might some of the video games have looked like? And when you look at the stories in the Old Testament of things that happened, and you're like, okay, they turned that into a movie or a video game. Wow, like, I don't think we could watch. It would be so graphic. You know, I was just reading this morning in Acts where Ananias and Sapphira, Ananias went into to Peter and said, hey, I sold my property. Here's the money from it. And Peter looks at him and goes, how dare you lie to the Holy Spirit and lie to us? That's not all the money. You sold it for a lot more than that. And he dropped dead. And then they dragged him out and buried him. Then his wife shows up. Hey, did my husband come with the money? Yes, he did. How much money? This much. And you just lied. Boom, dead, gone, dragged out and buried, right? It's like violence all the way through the Bible, but that doesn't necessarily mean we gratify it, we watch it. Those are stories that are meant to teach us things, right? And it still goes on today. So I don't have answers for you. I wish I could tell. Well, I do have answers, but you wouldn't like them. But I don't have real answers for you. I only know what choices I made and how those choices got me to where I am. And I know when I watch kids and I watch young people grow up over the last 30 years, I can watch and see where people's faith, young people's faith and young adults' faith is nowhere near where it could be or should be, because they have lived a life of distraction. And they've lived a life of filling their mind with stuff that wasn't wholesome, wasn't clean, wasn't godly. And then they wonder why their faith isn't as meaningful or as deep as it could be. Or they stray away, or they wander away. And it has nothing to do with whether they watched one game, or they played one thing, or they were distracted. But it's the body of stuff that they accumulated in their mind, and in their heart, and in their soul that will influence you. So I really want to encourage you. My only encouragement is this. Next week, we're going to look at these before we turn our attention to Easter. We will tackle sex and sexuality, dating, courtship, pornography, masturbation, sexual identity, all those things that have something to do with our sexuality and how we live our lives. Because it's really important in this area of our life that we understand what's sin, what isn't sin, what's gray area, because these are the sins, the Bible says the sins against your body are the sins that will destroy you the most. So we want to make sure we understand what those sins are. Now, since September, we've given you journals. We've said, you know, encourage you to journal, encourage you to write things. Most of you just write here, because you probably have your own journal at home or your own way of doing it. But if you don't, it's really important to start getting into a habit of wrestling with these issues. So when you go home today, obviously we didn't have enough time to to really debate it and come up with good answers. But if you just let it go, then you've just gone right back to what you've been doing. So your social media practices won't change, your music tastes won't change, your video game or online gaming doesn't change. You've just, wow, that was nice, but forget it. You really need to now take it to the next level, which is, okay, God, that's why the last question on our questions is always, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to follow the God standards, or are you just going to do your own thing? Are you going to change any of your habits based on the discussion, or are you going to stay doing the same thing? And I'm okay if you say I'm staying doing the same thing. As long as you can justify it and you can say biblically, I'm okay in this area, then go for it. But you need to think it through and make good decisions for yourself. Nobody's going to decide for you. People will pressure you in all sorts of directions. If you want to know my opinion, you just ask. If you want to know Michael's opinion, you ask. If you want to know Gabe's opinion or Leah's position, Rachel's position, all you got to do is ask us. But we're not going to ram our opinions down your throat. Sorry. You got to decide for yourself. Okay, that's closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for those that took time out of their schedules to come, that recognize that this is an important part, even if sometimes we feel like, well, what was the point or why are we here? God, every time we are here, your Holy Spirit has an opportunity to work in our lives and to change us in some small or large way. And so, God, tonight, there are people in this room that need to seriously look at their habits of what they do. And maybe they weren't in the group or the circle that was talking about their worst habit. Maybe they avoided that. And so, God, tonight, when they go home, may that resonate with them. May they think about it. May they talk to you about it. May they ask you good questions so that they can make changes in their lives to live the most godly life they can. I thank you that they're here tonight, God. I thank you they took the time to come. And we pray for those that aren't with us. Abby tonight with his sick child again, who's back in the hospital. And we just pray that you would look over his little girl and heal her and wipe that pneumonia out of her system that she's had for a month. We think of others who, Brianna, who's home studying. We think of other youth, Daniel, who's home sick, who sent me a message. And we just pray that these people that aren't feeling well, that you would raise them up, heal their bodies. God, help us to take our faith seriously. That's all you ask, that we love you and that we do our best to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, your leaders are going to hand out, for whatever reason, I have the complete set of last month's newsletters, which must have really been exciting because you didn't take them. But it's all on dating, sex, sin. So it's kind of a little precursor to next week, since it didn't go out before.